Okay, we wanted to check in with some of our local teachers, obviously to say thank you, but also for some tips on how to survive this virtual learning so us as parents don't go completely bonkers.
Allison, what grade do you teach?
I teach kindergarten.
Okay. So what kind of lesson plans are you putting together for kindergartners? Is there finger paints?
So we got together as like a kindergarten team and made a calendar of like ideas and activities and worksheets for kids to be doing during the day. And I'm not personally a huge fan of completely teaching all the way by worksheets, but it's really the only way to make sure that every student has the same things right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not all kids have access to internet, and some parents are still working. So it's unfortunately the only way to make sure that all kids are getting the same thing.
So is nap time included in this lesson plan?
It is not, but that is a parent choice.
Okay.
If your kid needs the rest, you let them rest.
As a parent and just as a citizen of the world, I am pro nap. I think there needs to be more naps.
Me too.
But now going back to how Jackson asked you about finger painting, kindergarten is so much more than finger painting. I know that firsthand now, being 2 weeks into homeschooling my kindergartner and my first grader. So it's been a struggle trying to figure out, okay, who's doing what on the laptop while the other person is doing the worksheets. And like I've been telling other parents who are just starting this week, take a deep breath. Teachers are so happy with whatever you can help your students with. So whatever you do get accomplished, that is making the teachers smile. Is that correct, Allison?
100%. This is a new adventure for everybody. So it's up in the air and no one really knows what's best. So whatever you can do at home with your kids, I would say personally, is amazing and awesome.
And also, you know, take this time to realize that, you know, you maybe have, you know, 1, 2, 3 kids at one time. Keep a tally of how many times in a day you yell at them or want to pull your hair out. And then think about multiplying that by 30 and dealing with what a kindergarten teacher deals with every day. So, you know, you're 3, which they can't, who are they going to tattle on if you yell at them? They're going to tell daddy? Whereas, like, Allison here, if she yells at a kid, I'm sure she's got an angry parent later on. So keep that into perspective as well.
True. That does happen. I don't yell, though.
Oh, of course not. You're too sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Allison, while we have you on the phone, do you want to give a special shout out and say hello to all your students?
Yeah. So I want to give a shout out to all my kindergartners out in Black Earth and Mazomanie at the Wisconsin High School District. I miss you all, and I cannot wait to see you again.
Keep up the good work, Allison, and thank you so much for a few minutes giving us parents some tips as we get through this virtual learning together.
Awesome. Thank you so much.